Leaders have always been the first people to be pinpointed whenever tough situations occur. Although there are many leaders in the world, we notice that the decline of problems that the world is facing is not proportionally related to the growing number of the so-called existing leaders. Who is a leader and who isn't? What is the real meaning of leadership? Are there some unmistakable qualities a leader should have? Can we become a leader just in one day? What are the pitfalls that the professing good leaders should avoid? Can all the problems of this world be solved by good leaders? If the answer of the last question is true, it means that we should undoubtedly look for these qualities and by all means train people to leadership around us in order to solve up-to-date problems and find solutions for future ones. Most of the talented people in the world have doubted of their abilities to become good leaders and allowed their fear to limit their potential. So, people are looking for leaders around them just because they are overestimating their own weaknesses and magnifying the scope of their own ignorance. People have relied on the qualities of others and trusted many leaders then in their ability to become leaders as well. Many have been confused and doubted this notion of leadership than ever before. In my quest for the answer of these questions and for the thirst of finding what true leadership is all about, I came to realize that good leadership can be found in the light of scriptures, and the purpose of this book is to find the real meaning of that notion according to that pattern. In this book, you will find that good leadership is not necessarily based on fame, but is all about mentoring, impacting, motivating, and challenging others to multiply their good deeds, or mobilize the qualities of others to fulfill a good and uncommon goal. This book is a good legacy for our children and children's children, for the upcoming generation, and for all those who are sighing for this position of good leadership. To figure out the really meaning of that word, good leadership, it is better to build our search upon the failures and successes of others. You can also become the Moses of this generation, leading others from the wilderness of this world into the land flowing with milk and honey. In this book, you will learn that there is no limit to the knowledge you can store, there is no age to learn, and it is not too late to learn. Being at the bottom of the ladder is not the real question, but our decision whether to remain there or to rise up to challenge everything around us matters a lot. Why? Because the difference between a winner and a loser will reside on whether you decide to remain there or not. This book is here just for you. It will help you boost your confidence and extend the limit of your capacity to the infinite. Generally, people believe that only few people are geniuses. You may decide to become a genius or not, because according to Thomas Edison, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% transpiration. In this book, you would begin to experience a positive change in the way things are viewed, and then transit from fear to boldness, failure to success, inexperienced to experienced, baseness to greatness, poverty to wealth abundance to superabundance, worse to good, good to better to best, yielding to endurance, tiredness to strength, impossibility to possibility, limited to unlimited. Here, you will learn to expand the sight of your life in order to become eagle-eyed. You will spread your wings like that of an eagle and fly above all your problems. You will eat your difficulties. You will be challenged to challenge in return, encouraged to encourage in return. You will grow in knowledge and wisdom and then enhance the trust in your capacity to believe in your ideas and do what others can do, what they have done, and how you can go beyond their limit. Come out from your comfort zone of defeated path. Sit down and learn. Add the unknown to the known to increase the scope of your knowledge to the infinite. Welcome to leadership. Welcome to greatness.